Filmmakers and film lovers are gathering in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival, which is beginning today. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco brings us a preview of this year's buzziest independent documentaries and narrative films.
Taylor Swift is the star of a documentary premiering tonight at Sundance. Hillary Clinton is the subject of another doc.
I provoked strong opinions. What you see is what you get.
The Go-Go's also have a doc about them. So do Natalie Wood and Bruce Lee.
Martial art has a very, very deep meaning as far as my life is concerned.
Real-life people like Gloria Steinem are also the subject of feature films. But this independent film festival prides itself on showcasing up-and-comers.
It's a festival of discovery still. There's a lot that's for sale. It's going to be an exciting moment.
John Cooper is the director of the Sundance Film Festival.
We think of ourselves as laying the groundwork for kind of the cultural landscape in the next year.
Over the years, many Sundance films have gone on to win Oscars. Little Miss Sunshine, Boyhood, and Get Out. Cooper has watched them all, having started with the organization in 1990. He says since then, independent cinema is no longer just in the art house. It's streaming from YouTube to Netflix to emerging platforms. But Cooper says there's something that unites all the programming at Sundance.
There's a spirit to it. There's a authenticity, if you want to use that word. There's a point of view by the director that is maybe out of the norm of what is normally commercial. That's what I think of as independent. And you kind of know it when you see it.
This will be Cooper's final year as the festival's director. As he looks back at his legacy, he says he's proud of helping the festival evolve.
I said, well, we have to be world class, as opposed to this, oh, it's okay, we're a little scruffy, you know, so what, people have to wait in the cold. It's all part of the fun.
This year, the Sundance slate will include new films from Mexico and a number of features with Latinx themes in competition. That includes Mucho, Mucho Amor, a documentary about Puerto Rican astrologer Walter Mercado.
For 15 minutes, I was in a monologue. Aries, Tauro, Gemini, Cancer, the Moon, Leo, you are the Sun, Virgo, Mercury, Libra, Venus.
And another doc about Lin-Manuel Miranda and his father, Luis.
You're a great dad and you're a great man. Go save Puerto Rico.
I'm going to go and save Puerto Rico.
Bye.
Bye.
Break a leg.
There will be panels featuring actresses America Ferrera and Eva Longoria, and also one on what they're calling Mexico's new wave. Fanny Veliz Grande and Nelson Grande are spearheading one of the gathering spaces for the Latinx film community.
So Latinos are showing up to Sundance this year.
Yes, we're going to be in the house.
Heck yeah, the fun house.
15% of Sundance's 128 feature films were directed by one or more people who identify as LGBTQ. There are films focused on disabilities, including the highly anticipated documentary Crip Camp. The African-American independent film community also has a hub, The Black House, a nonprofit that supports the Black film community. This year, its foundation is supporting 55 films, including Charm City Kings.
One way or another, I'm finna be with the clique, and nobody gonna stop me.
Brooks and Diamond, the chair of the Black House Foundation, says Sundance is not just about watching movies. It's about new ideas and technologies and being connected.
There's a camaraderie, there's a community, and I think that connectedness is what keeps it vital because you're isolated, trapped on this mountain. It's just wet and cold and pretty miserable. And no matter how many devices you have, you're still standing in line trying to get in to see the hottest movie of the festival.
Heading to hot movies on a cold mountain, I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.